GM reports a stellar first quarter, and jobless claims are anything but stellar.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. GM's profitable first quarter in a sec. First, the government today just reported the number of people seeking first-time jobless benefits shot up by 43,000 last week. It is at an eight-month high and possibly indicative of a slowing recovery. General Motors said today its profit more than tripled in the last quarter. That means the automaker turned a profit for more than a year since emerging from bankruptcy in 2009. Michelle Krebs is an analyst for Edmunds.com, and she joins us now from the road in Michigan. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
What's driving these big results for GM?
Well, General Motors had a great quarter, earning $3.2 billion. It's being driven by higher sales, largely, around the world, and particularly here in the U.S. and in China.
Well, what's the bottom line in China? How come they're selling so much more in China?
General Motors was one of the first players in China. In fact, I remember when they went into China, people thought they were crazy. That turned out to be a crazy, like a fox kind of move. They're the leader in China, and they keep adding new models, and they've really expanded the Chevy line there. So it used to be Buick was the leading brand there. Now they've added Chevy. So they're just doing great things in China.
So, all right, we've got higher gas prices now, Michelle. Can GM keep this up?
I think so. They are in a far better position than they've ever been in history because they have a much more fuel-efficient vehicles. If you look at April sales, which just were reported yesterday, General Motors sold 25,000 Chevrolet Cruze models. That's a little car that they didn't have before. That's off the charts, and that will continue. Their biggest problem will be, can they build enough of them?
Michelle Krebs, an analyst at Edmunds.com. Michelle, thanks.
Thank you.
And by the way, thousands of those Chevy Cruze models Michelle was just talking about are being recalled today because of possible steering shaft and transmission shift issues. Vice President Biden will open budget talks today with congressional Republicans. The parties are moving closer to a deal that would address the debt ceiling but avoid bigger issues such as entitlements. From Washington, here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Details of any deal are still fuzzy, but it appears the negotiators have decided to avoid big-picture reforms of Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security. Instead, they're focusing on cutting smaller programs like farm subsidies. Regulatory agencies and the Pentagon could also face budget reductions, and the negotiators are considering automatic spending cuts or tax increases that would be triggered if Congress didn't reach its deficit reduction goals. Henrietta Trays is vice president of Height Analytics. She says these triggers can work because Congress will want to avoid them at all costs.
It puts a gun to the head of Congress and says, look, here's your worst case scenario. We just said that this would happen, so I hope you figure out something else because that's obviously our worst case scenario.
The negotiators are already under the gun because some members of Congress say they won't vote to raise the debt ceiling unless Congress reaches a deficit reduction deal. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global markets are mostly lower right now, 0.5% to 1% or more. Drugstore and prescription service CVS Caremark said profit fell slightly in its last quarter, about 8%. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 83 points to end the day at 12,723.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. By Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
The Obama administration will officially propose tomorrow a rule that would make it more difficult for states to cut Medicaid payments to doctors and hospitals. So how will states balance their looming Medicaid costs? From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Gregory Warner explains.
There are really three ways that a state can trim its budget for Medicaid, the health care program for the poor. It can kick people out of the program. It can refuse to pay for expensive benefits like transplants, cancer drugs, but that doesn't play well politically.
Who wants to be accused of rationing care? The R word is a dirty, naughty word in health care.
So Peter Ubel, who teaches health policy at Duke University, says states often rely on a third way to tame their Medicaid budgets, paying doctors less.
that just doesn't look so bad to the general public. You're just making a tough fiscal decision, and now it's up to the doctors to decide whether to care for those patients.
The problem with that is you have to pay your employees.
Jeffrey Simon is a pediatrician in Atlanta, Georgia, where Medicaid pays less than half of private insurance rates. That's a business loss for him, he says. And like other pediatricians, he no longer accepts those kids as patients.
So where do they go? They go to the emergency room, the most expensive place to receive care.
Tomorrow, the Obama administration will propose a rule that would require states to prove that lowering doctors' fees doesn't limit patients' access, and it would make the process of cutting fees more public. Jeff Smith is with the consulting firm The Lewin Group. He says states would have to
go out and survey the beneficiaries, canvass the providers, have public forum, and have a transparent process.
Bruce Greenstein is secretary of the Louisiana Department of Health and Hospitals, which runs Medicaid in that state.
This rule gives the federal government the ability to hold states hostage.
He says the federal government could stop states from cutting doctors' fees, but states still have to balance their Medicaid budget.
You would be squeezing one side of the balloon to only see the other side of the balloon expand.
In 2014, the health care law will make it a lot easier to sign up for Medicaid, and 17 million Americans without insurance are expected to enroll. And then, if states can't pay doctors less, that still leaves that dirty, naughty decision to make. Which treatments will they stop paying for? In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
And finally, Tupperware, meet the 21st century. The plastic storage container company, which dates back to just after World War II, next week will significantly increase its presence on social media websites. Now, the company's always relied on less traditional advertising, like Tupperware parties, you remember those. So it's only natural, if pretty late, that the firm would venture into Facebook likes and Twitter tweets. Tupperware's CEO says it's all in an effort to keep things fresh. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
It's that time of year again when high school seniors send in deposits to their future colleges. But what if you're still waitlisted?
It might be that what they really need is a math major who plays the oboe, and you just can't be that person.
I'm Tess Vigeland. Exciting and potentially disappointing times for college-bound students. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.